Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 13 hours, 32 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw. KADAC, Repeater Saginaw.
This is NAERL. We'll be starting the Mid-Michigan net here shortly. Do head. Is there anyone who would like to jump in for the pre-net? Please call. This is KCAYBF.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec. KE8PCQ, Dave Bay City, no traffic.
KDAZ, Vinny, Burke, no traffic.
I have KC8YVF, K8PCQ, KD8PAZ. Anyone else would like to jump in for the pre-net?
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EZQ, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Mike? Mike, you're on the list. Anyone else? All right, we'll get started with that here in just a minute or so.
KC8, DOA.
Got you there, Rick.
Check me in and out, please. I'm headed home.
Roger that.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David. My call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hands, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us at Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have KC8YVF, KPZQ, K8PAZ, KF8EDQ, KC8VOA, in and out. These stations do not need to check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out. Echolink stations, are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in?
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey Dave, Saginaw County. I'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thanks for doing it. 73s.
Roger, Dave. At this time, I will take regular check-ins for tonight's net. Please call NADRL.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right. I have one quick announcement that I'd like to make. Dave, TCQ, this is something I think you might be interested in, but I wanted to mention and remind everyone that the special event, Route 66 On Air, starts September 6th and runs through September 14th. This is a group of stations that are going to be on the air all along the Route 66 area, starting in California all the way up through Illinois. There, I think, are around 21 stations altogether. They'll all have a special one-by-one call starting with W6 and running through W6A through W6Y. Exchanges will be garnished by whichever particular station that you run to. And if you Google Route 66 on the air special event, you'll find all types of information. With that, let's go ahead and go to the top of the list. KC8YVF, Ron with PCQ to follow. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hope everyone had a good week. Been a pretty nice weekend here. A beautiful day today as far as temperature-wise. Been cloudy all day, but beautiful day to get things done around the house. Been a busy weekend, of course, again. Friday night after work, we had a concert. Local guy that lived in St. Charles, grew up in St. Charles for a number of years, moved to Nashville, Tennessee to try and start his budding country music career. He was back into town. He played a concert someplace in Michigan on Thursday night. and then he played a private concert for some friends of theirs that live here in Saginaw Township. So we went out there, him and one of the other guys in the band that plays acoustic and electric guitar, and he plays acoustic and sings as far as that. So they played about a two-hour concert for us out at one of their friends' house here in Saginaw Township off in Mackinac. So it was a good night. It was a lot of fun. There was about 40 of us there or so. So we had a good night. They were open for more people to help with the expenses for him to drive up from Nashville. But then he had a pay concert basically on Saturday night down in Flint. So he was up here, so a couple of nights of warm-up concerts before he had his pay gig down in Flint. So that was fun. Yesterday we went up to All Grace. My wife had her 50th class reunion, so they was up at a golf club up there in All Grays and had a fantastic time. She graduated from a very small school. It was K through 12 in one building. There was about 400 kids totally in K through 12. Her graduating class was 28 kids, so that was about it. We had a really good time with the spouses and that. We had probably 40 people, 50 people there last night, so it was a lot of fun and formal. Outside, they had a nice dinner and a bar and that out there to get whatever you wanted to drink and that, and we stayed until dark visiting with everybody. It's like a family reunion when you only have, you know, 28 kids, basically. You knew everybody at that point and everybody's family and everybody that was going around in town and that, so it was a lot of fun. We've gone, they did a 5th year and a 10 year and a 20 year and that, and I'm not sure if they did a 25, but yeah, we had a good time last night at that as well. So today was just working on things. I'll cover that in the 73 round. So back to you, Dave, KC8YVF.
Oh, busy weekend, Brent. You probably mentioned it, but I missed. Is that like a rock and roll band, over?
No, sir. He's a country guy out of Nashville now. He moved to Nashville, Tennessee about 7 years ago and plays country songs, some cover tunes and a lot of his own songs. He's a singer-songwriter, and he sold one of his songs so far. It hasn't been recorded yet, but he did sell one of his songs that he wrote. So that's what we did. KC8YVF.
Okay, up next, KE8PCQ Dave with many to follow. Good evening, Dave.
1080RL in the group. Good evening. Well, today we had a beautiful smoked turkey breast out on the Traeger and came in, had dinner about 5 o'clock, went back out at 68 degrees here. I had to put a jacket on. Now, that's kind of next to ridiculous after yesterday not being able to take enough off to keep cool. So that's just Michigan, I guess. Thanks for the Route 66 event. I did a little bit of that last year and thoroughly enjoyed it. When I was in... Actually, got out of college, I took a couple months and went the whole route of Route 66 and kind of stayed in some little old campgrounds and had a great time. And it was always something I was interested in doing. With that said, we're going to go back to Net Control, KE8PCQ, back to Net.
Okay, Dave. Well, you always come up with the best Sunday dinners, and I do remember you talking about doing the Route 66 thing back in the day, and someday when we're together having coffee, you can tell me more about that. Minnie, you are up next, and before I get to Mike, I'll probably do a standby, but go ahead, Minnie, KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Good to hear everybody in here. Not doing too much. Have got my windows open. It's 70 degrees out here, so had my windows open all day. It seems good to be able to have them open, nice and cool. And I did walk around the yard there a little bit. Have to be careful. I used my cane, which is a crowbar that I use for a cane. But other than that, I've been doing pretty good. This is KDAZ back to NADRL.
Okay, Manny. Well, the nice thing about having a crowbar, you need a little bit for self-defense. You got a pretty good self-defense weapon there. Okay, we'll be back to you in a little bit. Before I get the mic, this is NADRL. We're in the middle of our Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Is there anyone who'd like to join us?
November 8th, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob and Frank Loof, Township. Good evening.
Okay, NAKTR recognized. Anyone else? Okay, Mike, you are up next, KF8EDQ, and Bob, you will be next in line. Go ahead, Mike.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Thanks for doing the net tonight, NAERL. This is KF8EDQ. This weekend, I went to the Saginaw County Animal Shelter, walked some dogs yesterday, did the same thing this morning, and then came home, rented a post hole digger, dug a 5-foot hole, drove a post into it, a pole into it, and then buried it in concrete. So I am one step closer to getting on HF. I got my general license about a month ago, and I've been acquiring my radio and equipment to do HF lately. And as of today, I am one step closer to getting on HF bands. Let's see what else. I went into the hospital. Me and my dog went into the My Michigan Hospital and visited a few patients on Friday afternoon to take a break from work. That's about it for me this week. I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KF8EDQ. Back to Nat.
Congratulations, Mike, on getting the general, and very good on getting the equipment set up. You'll be on the air before you know it. We will all be anxious to hear about your first HF contact. Bands are still pretty good. 20 meters seems to be riding the storm very well. Seems to be up when a lot of the bands are down. 10 meters is not as good as it was a few months back. It was open every day, not so much anymore, but very good on that. And also about you and the dog visiting the hospital. What kind of a reaction do you get from the patients when you and your dog do your visits?
Yes, very good. So you get so we walk up to the nurse's station. We'll ask if they know of any rooms that would benefit from a dog visit. And if we don't cut to the chase quick enough, then Ducky will start crying and whining if she's not getting enough attention. And that usually gets people's ears perked up, and then you walk around the corner and they see the dog and their faces just light up. So it makes it all worth it. Back to that.
Oh, interesting. I bet you, as you go along on this, you'll have some pretty good stories. All right, thank you, Mike. We'll be back to you. KC8BOA, Rick was in and out. WADW, Dave was in and out. Bob, you're next. Up next in AKPR. Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. Almost missed the net. I got home from a weekend of camping, and I was just plugging my antennas back in and just turned the equipment on, and the repeater came out. I'm like, oh, that's right. It's Sunday night after 7. So, just made it in time. But yeah, we were up north camping, up in our place up there in Lupton, and with my brother-in-law and his wife and some other friends. Just a typical weekend for us, I guess. But the radio club up in West Branch, ORS, Aranac Ogama Repeater Society, or I think it's ORS anyways, but they had a picnic. I'm a member of that club up there too, and I was going to go to the picnic, but my brother-in-law's travel trailer had lost DC power, and he had just replaced the inverter or converter on it, so we started checking stuff out, and the converter had power, but it had, you know, 120 volts in, but it wasn't getting anything out. So we just, later in the day, we took it out and checked it out. You know, I plugged it back in after we had it out, and he had 12 volts. Well, actually, closer to 15, but then he says, well, let's try and put it back in. So we put it back. Well, actually, we didn't get it all the way in. We just hooked the main bus for the 12 volts up to it, and it wouldn't work again. So I'm thinking, well, apparently that's a bad converter, because it can't handle any kind of load on it, because you take it off and it's, like, you got your voltage, but you don't have it if you put a load on it. So it's only a month old, so you gotta have to try and get another one, see if you can't get his money back for that, or a trade or whatever. But other than that, just didn't rain much up there, just a little bit, a few sprinkles here and there. But so yeah, I woke up this morning, and walked outside, and I'm like, man, it's cold. You get used to like 90 degrees, and all of a sudden it's like 65 out. It's cold. I felt like a Floridian, I guess. But that's about it for this round. Back to Ned, NEPPR.
Okay, Bob.
Well, inverters, electrical stuff can be an adventure. And it was a little bit chilly this morning. I was up early. I had to cut some grass out to the airport, and I almost thought that I was going to need a jacket, but by the time I did the old push more, I warmed right up. So, very, very good on all that. Well, we are at the end of the list. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in for tonight's Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net? Please call an ADRL. Okay, I just have one more comment to make here. On the 13th of September, and some of you were up to that Ham Fest last year, but Ogama Aranac Amateur Radio Society is putting on their Ham Fest again, and that's, I believe, it was up West Branch area. Nice easy drive up there, and a lot of fun. Kind of a nice, wasn't real big, but it was a fun Ham Fest. So that's coming up. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list, KC8YVF, and with Dave to follow. Go ahead again, Ron.
Good evening again, Dave, everyone on the net. Well, for the next couple of weeks here, I will be on Echolink, and hopefully I can get in from locations. Next Saturday, I leave on a motorcycle trip down to Arkansas to visit my cousin, and also go to a motorcycle event that's going on down there as well. So we'll leave on Saturday. I'm spending the first night at a friend's house over by Peoria, Illinois, and then second night, which would be on Sunday night, I will be at a hotel down in Missouri, and then for Monday night's net, I will be at my hotel for the week down in Russellville, Arkansas. So hopefully I can get in from the hotel, either through their internet or off just the phone's connection. And I will not be back until Monday of Labor Day. So the next Saturday, or Sunday and Monday again, I'll be on the road as well coming back. So Monday I'll be back home, but Sunday I'll be on the road again someplace in Indiana for the return trip. So that's kind of the plan for that one. I'll be gone. So this, it's been trying to get things ready, I am trailering the motorcycle down. We were originally going to ride down, myself and two other guys, but that fell apart, so it's just basically me now. So with the distance, and especially the heat right now, today in Little Rock, Arkansas, which is the general area where we will be at, their daytime temperature was 103 today, and it's supposed to be 103 tomorrow. So it's going to be very warm. So I am trailering the bike down to Arkansas. So I've been working on that to get the trailer ready. Had to do some things in there, update some things, and I've been using the trailer as just for storage. So I have to get everything out of there and in another location. So I got the trailer free for transporting the bike down. So we'll be down there 4 days of traveling through the mountains and visiting friends. I've got also a friend of mine that lives in North Little Rock. My cousin lives a little north and east of that. And then I'll be heading a couple hours west to Fort Smith, Arkansas, right on the Oklahoma border for the motorcycle event for Thursday and Friday. So be 3 days down, 3 days back, and 4 days there. So hopefully it gets a little bit cooler. That's a little warm to ride the bike, especially with all the gear on. That's the only way I ride, so it could be very warm. So hopefully they get a little break like we did here this weekend and get temperature. The 80s would be fine, but there's 103 degrees today and tomorrow down there, and they're 95, 96 the rest of this week, so it's not looking real good. So we'll deal with it when we get there. So that's all I got for this round. 73, everyone, have a good week. We will talk to you on the road next week.
Time out.
Okay, Ron, well, be safe and have a great time. Dave, KCAPCQ, you're up next with many to follow. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group. A little history story about the Route 66. Originally, that was east-west through the United States, and that was, you know, one of the few ways you could travel. And at the mid-senior year in college, I decided that I was going to make the jaunt. So I bought a Chevy van, and by the time March rolled around of 71, I had it completed and turned it into a camper. It and I went camping, just driving the road and finding a place and going through some interesting spots. And I actually ended up in Lake Havasu, Arizona. That was the home of a London Bridge, not the London Bridge. But they were just finishing it when I was going through there. A lot of other tales, but it was one of my trips just to kind of clear your head after college. With that said, hopefully everybody has a great week. Enjoy this weather. Have a great trip, Ron. We'll hear some stories when you get back. Everybody, 73, KE8, PCQ, back to net.
Good story, Dave. Yeah, those are great memories when you're able to take off and do that. When I was working, a lot of the times I would have a lot of time off, and it was always fun, especially out in the western parts of the U.S. to just rent a car and travel and see stuff, or usually try to find a museum. Okay, thanks for that story, Dave. Minnie, you're up next. KDPAZ. Mike, you're on deck. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KDAPAZ. I'm just getting things around and getting ready for my granddaughter's wedding on the 30th. So it's 2 weeks from yesterday. So anyway, on the 29th, we're going to go and decorate the hall and that, and the 30th she gets married. And so this week is going to be pretty normal, but the following week it's going to be kind of busy. So other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KDA-DAZ back to NADRL.
Well, it's going to be an exciting time. Nothing like nothing like a family wedding. A lot of work, but always a lot of fun, especially when you get a chance to spend time with your relatives. And well, hey, before you know it, I don't think you are yet, but hey, that great grandma window's just around the corner there. So very good on all that. Mike, you're up, and we're at, after you will be Bob, EDQ. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again for doing the net tonight, and I didn't do too much this week. I worked and had meetings, and I think I had an appointment in Bay City on Thursday, and I mostly just worked and tried to stay cool, and I'm really looking forward to the lower temperatures this week is going to bring, so maybe it'll be cool enough to wear a sweatshirt. I still have the windows closed and the air conditioner on, so I'll probably turn that off and open up the windows tonight. And I think I always sleep the best with the windows open anyway. It's my preferred method of HVAC. With that, I'll turn it back to net control, and I'll say 7-3 to everyone. And this is KF8EDQ, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Mike. Well, make sure you keep us in the loop on how your HF station is going up and your equipment. And there's a lot of people on the net that have been on radio for quite a while, and I'm sure if you throw out a question, there will be somebody out there who can help you with it. Let's go to Bob, NAKPR, and that puts us at the end of the list. Go ahead, Bob.
No, not much more to add here. Just turn down the POTA here on the computer, see who's out there. Not a lot, but I might try and get a contact or two. I don't know if we got any rain around here over the weekend. I know there's some storms rolling through. I have to go and check my range gauge, so when I do my report tomorrow morning, I don't have to go out and check it in the morning. I'll just check it tonight, because I don't think it's supposed to rain tonight. And go out and check my game camera in my garden. You can find a bunch of deer tracks out there, so I'll see what kind of critters, how big the critters are this year. See if I got anything on that. And other than that, not much going on. Looks like I cut the grass recently, and it looks like parts of it grew again. So, but I had to change my belt on my tractor here last week. I was almost done finished cutting it, and the belt broke on me. It was bad. It was getting bad, so I knew it was going to break eventually. So, anyways, I had to do that. But with that said, thanks for doing the net, and I'll talk to you all tomorrow night. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Okay, Matt. Well, before too long, we'll be getting the old snowblowers out. I guess we might as well just enjoy the cutting the grass as long as we can. I just hope winter goes by as fast as this summer did. We're at the end of the list. Anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday night net, please call. Any last comments or text? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is David and ADRL. This net is now closed at 7:29 p.m., and the repeater is tuned back to normal amateur use.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours, mostly clear, 63 degrees, KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.